the people who are graduating in just 2 weeks. This is a song called These Are Your Important Years, or excuse me, Just the Important Years by Husker Du. Have a good morning.
Listen to WRUW-FM Cleveland, broadcasting from the campus of Case Western Reserve University, specifically from the basement of the beautiful Mather Memorial Building. I am the Cynic. This is your father's Oldsmobile. Eric could not be here this week as he found out on short notice, so I'll be happy to fill in for him. We're going to start out today with some music by the Dave Brubeck Quartet. This was recorded live at Finney Chapel at Oberlin College back in 1953 on March 2nd, and we're going to play the track The Way You Look Tonight from that day, a jazz standard. If there's something you would like to hear on your father's Oldsmobile this morning, call me at 216-368-2208. I'll be happy to take your request. It'll probably make the show a heck of a lot better than the already heights of grandeur I hope it achieves anyway. This is the Dave Brubeck Quartet. Not quintet. What was I thinking? Thank you. of the Dave Brubeck Quartet, The Way You Look Tonight, recorded live at Finney Chapel in Oberlin College. You can find it on the aptly named Jazz at Oberlin CD. You're listening to Your Father's Oldsmobile on 91.1. I'm the Cynic, filling in for Eric. He should be back next week. If there's something you'd like to hear, 216-368-2208 is the number you should call. It'll make the show a lot better if you give me some suggestions. Otherwise, you'll hear very good stuff by the same 20 people you always hear. No, that's not true. I've got a quick announcement here. Try one of the many one-day workshops which Bick Center for the Arts offers from now through May. Beginning and advanced students can choose from colored pencils, oil pastels, silk painting, and two different watercolor workshops. For a free class brochure on these or on Bick Center's other arts, dance, music, writing, and acting classes, call them at 216-521-2540, extension 222. That's 216-521-2540, extension 222. Next up, we'll have Count Basie and his orchestra, another live recording, this one from the late 50s, they don't date it exactly, and we're going to play for you track 3 off the CD, titled Who Me. After that, all sorts of other good stuff here on Your Father's Olds. If there's something you want to hear, 216-368-2208. Give the Cynic a call.
Thank you. with by myself. No one to walk with. I'm happy on the shelf. Misbehaving, saving my love. Oh, no sightings to what love. Through reflating, you've been unthinking of. Misbehaving, oh, yeah. Like Jack Horner. Don't care to go about it, me and my lady.
WRUW-FM celebrates the 100th birthday of Louis Armstrong every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Starting in July of 2000 and continuing to Armstrong's actual centenary on August 4th, 2001, we will feature 30 minutes of Satchmo's music from the 1920s to his last sessions in 1970. His wonderful singing and his amazing trumpet will be on display, including most of his dates as a leader, plus sessions pairing Armstrong with Ma Rainey, Bessie Smith, Bing Crosby, Jack Teagarden, Ella Fitzgerald, and many others. Some weeks will be devoted exclusively to live recordings demonstrating his greatness both as a musical artist and entertainer. So be sure to tune in every Saturday night at 10 p.m. on WRUW-FM 91.1 as we give Satch his due.
All right, before that you heard obviously Louis Armstrong. That was Ain't Misbehavin', the Fats Waller tune. You can find that on a CD titled Pops, the 1940s Small Band Sides. Led off the set, such as it was with only two songs, that was Count Basie and his orchestra doing Who Me. That one was recorded in the late 50s, and it was off an album titled simply Live. The Louis Armstrong Ain't Misbehavin' was from a 1947 date. You listen to your father's olds on 91.1. As always, if there's something you'd like to hear, you can call me, 216-368-2208. I'll be happy to take your request so that I can more competently fill in for Eric. Hopefully he will be back. He will be back next week, or if he's not going to be here, he hasn't told me about it, and I would hope that he would ask me to do it again, unless I really mess up. Anyway, we're going to go on out to some Ella Fitzgerald. We're going to play track 17 from her very best of CD, You'll Have to Swing It, Mr. Paganini, Parts 1 and 2. We'll follow that up with some Billie Holiday and then a secret mystery crooner who you may or may not identify, but certainly a woman with a voice in the same vein as Billie Holiday and Ella Fitzgerald. See if you can figure out who it is when we get there. It'll be the fourth cut in this set. We're going to go right now to that Ella Fitzgerald. Thanks for listening.
The concert was over in Carnegie Hall. The maestro took bow after bow. He said, my dear friends, I have given my all. I'm sorry, it's all over now. When from the gallery, way up high, there suddenly came this mournful cry. Mr. Paganini, please play my rhapsody. And if you cannot play it, won't you sing it? And if you can't sing it, you'll simply have to Mr. Paganini, we breathlessly await your masterful baton. Go on and sling it. And if you can't sling it, you simply have to bop it, but open puppy will be down. We've heard your repertoire, and at the final bar, we greeted you with round applause. But what a great ovation your interpretation of it! Mr. Paganini, now don't you be a meanie. What have you up your sleeve? Come on and spring it. And if you don't spring it, that means you have to. Please play my rhapsody. And if you cannot play it, won't you sing it? And if the boys are popping, ain't no need in stopping. Baby, do booby did da da da, but do doo do da 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 da. No more, Mr. Paganini, we breathlessly you wait. Your masterful baton, go on and sing it. If the boys are popping, ain't no need in stopping. Get a tatskin, I lost my yellow basket. Bop, beep, beep, but you do be, you be. Heard your repertoire, and at the final bar, we greeted you with round applause. What a great ovation, your interpretation. Bop, do it, do. Would do. Listen, Paganini, now don't you be a meanie. What have you up your sleeve? Come on and spring it. And if you don't spring it, that means you have to. We've heard your repertoire, and at the final bar, we greeted you.
Mr. Paganini, now don't you be a meanie. What have you up your sleeve? Come on and spring it. And if you don't spring it, that means you have to swing it. Thank you.
Okay, any guesses as to who that is? Going once? Twice? Nah, that is from the movie Who Framed Roger Rabbit? That was the character Jessica Rabbit singing the 30s-style lounge song, Why Don't You Do Right? But quite clearly doesn't actually come from the 1920 through 1950 time period Eric has set up for this show. I think you'll forgive me. Before that, we heard Billie Holiday on two tracks. The most recent one was Spreadin' Rhythm Around. You find that in the Quintessential Billie Holiday, Volume 1, 1933 through 1934. The other one was from another quintessential Billie Holiday. That one was Volume 3, 1936 through 1937. The track was He Ain't Got Rhythm, and you also heard Benny Goodman and Lester Young on that track. Led off the set with some Ella Fitzgerald from The Very Best of Ella. You Have to Swing It, Mr. Paganini, Parts 1 and 2 is what you heard. You're listening to Your Father's Oldsmobile on 91.1. I'm the Cynic, filling in, I hope capably, for Eric. If there's something you'd like to hear, you can give me a call at 216-368-2208. And since we heard some Lester Young on that last track, I thought it'd be a good idea to go pull some of his stuff out. So we're going to play some music from the Complete Lester Young, a Keynote Collection CD. And we're going to play track 4 from this, I Never Knew. After that, I've got some Louis Jordan, some more Louis Armstrong, and all sorts of other interesting things lined up here. But if, really, if there's something you want to hear, you can give me a call, 216-368-2208.
Somebody done changed. Somebody done changed the lock on that door. Somebody done changed. They done changed that lock on that door. Cause the key I got won't fit that lock no more. Now I came home last night about 10:30. Tried to get the key in the lock, but I couldn't get it in. Cause somebody done changed. Ooh, they done changed the lock on that door. Cause the key I got won't fit that lock no more. I looked through the window to see what I could see. She was talking to somebody else. I know it wasn't me. She said, Daddy, 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 you don't have to go. Cause I done changed. I done changed that lock on my door. She had changed the bed around. She even painted the door. She even changed the carpet, I mean on the floor. My baby done changed. Ooh, she done changed that lock on that door. Cause the key I got, ooh, won't fit that lock no more. Well, I walked down the street, looking where I used to go. She's got a mean black snake, and I can't go there no more. Cause somebody done changed. They done changed the lock on that door. Cause the key I got, ooh, won't fit that lock no more.
Now we're gonna jump into our opening number, a little back home again in Indiana. Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right, Louis Armstrong, and not his orchestra, just it was Louis Armstrong, Trummy Young, Edmund Hall, Billy Kyle, Squire Gersh, and Barrett Deems, recorded live at the Newport Jazz Festival on July 4th, 1957. That track was Back Home Again in Indiana. Before that, you heard Louis Jordan, Somebody Done Changed the Lock on My Door, from the Best of Louis Jordan, led off the set with the Lester Young Quartet, I Never Knew, featured on the compilation album The Complete Lester Young. You're listening to Your Father's Oldsmobile on 91.1. I am the Cynic, filling in for Eric. He will be back next week. And since we just played Back Home Again in Indiana, I think this is the perfect time to take one of Cousin Dave's suggestions and play some Hoosier Hot Shots. We're going to play two tracks from their Rural Rhythm 1935 through 1942 album. Kind of a little bit more humorous music. This first one was Todd from the Indies to the Andes in his undies, and his record was recorded in 1939. The next one was recorded in 1940 and is called What Is So Rare.
Are you ready, Hezzy? Okay, here we go. And he never took a shave except on Mondays. He didn't eat a thing but chocolate sundaes.
Was a very, very daring thing to do.
And he carried for a charm a gibbered herring.
A herring?
To protect him when the tropic sun was glaring. Whoever met him thought he needed airing.
Was a very, very daring thing to do. Otto Silch, he's a hero of the ages. Otto Silch. Stopping only now and then to do some fishing. And he went without a copyright permission. Was a very, very daring thing to do. Otto Silch.
Otto Silch.
He's the idol of the nation. He'll be called.
Where's Otto?
To the Senate for investigation. And he carried for a spare a pair of panties. But they didn't fit him well, they were his handies. In his undies from the Indies to the Andes. Was a very, very daring thing to do. Was a very, very daring thing to do.
If I can just have you.
what is so rare as a day with you and the things we do together? Then if ever binding ties we sever and we never ever have a care or a worry, rainy days grow sunny, troubles disappear. When you call me honey, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh, what is so rare as a day with you? You've a way with you, sweetheart.
Just heard Hoosier Hot Shots on two tracks, both of them from the Rural Rhythm 1935 through 1942 CD. The first was From the Indies to the Andes in His Undies, a novelty tune that the Hoosier Hot Shots were well known for, and the second was What Is So Rare, a more traditional kind of love song, which they didn't play as much of. You're listening to WRUW-FM Cleveland, broadcasting from the campus of Case Western Reserve University. More specifically, from the basement of the Mather Memorial Building, this show is your father's Oldsmobile every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eric brings you the best of music 1920 through 1950, with a little bit of spillage on the ends today, because I'm the cynic, I'm not Eric, so I'm not quite as good as he is, although I do try. If there's something you want to hear, 216-368-2208 is the number you should call. We're going to move on now with some Duke Ellington. The 1953 Pasadena Concert is the title of the CD, and that pretty much gives you all the relevant information right there in one bit. We are going to play from it track 11, the Ellington Medley, where it's, you know, all the Ellington songs that you recognize in one thing. Apparently, towards the got to the point in his career where he had to play at some point in a concert because everybody had requested at least one of them. And so we'll just play that, get a whole bunch of Ellington out of the way at once. We'll come back with some other good stuff after this cut. But if you want to hear something, 216-368-2208.
For years, we've been profoundly indebted to you for the support you've given us on our songwriting efforts. And now I'd like to play a few of those songs we've written that have become hits. Some have become standards. We hope you remember them. Thank you.
Duke Ellington there, the Ellington Medley from the 1953 Pasadena concert, which coincidentally is the name of the CD. I'm sure that if you listen to this show on any kind of regular basis and appreciate this kind of music, you probably already knew all the different parts of the medley, but for those of you who don't, I'll read them off. We start off with Don't Get Around Much Anymore, then In a Sentimental Mood, Mood Indigo, I'm Beginning to See the Light, Sophisticated Lady, Caravan, I Don't Mean a Thing, Solitude, and I Let a Hawk's Song Go Out of My Heart. You probably knew all that already. Our listeners usually do. You're listening to 91.1, Your Father's Oldsmobile. I am the Cynic, filling in for Eric. He'll be back next week, in case I haven't said that enough already. And we're going to move on now. We have, from the soundtrack of Casablanca, Dooley Wilson singing It Had to Be You / Shine, followed up with some Frank Sinatra from a 1946 recording, and we'll just see where it goes from there. Remember, if you want to hear something, you can give me a call, 216-368-2208.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I've wandered around and finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be me, and even be glad just to be sad, thinking of some others I've seen. I'd never be me. I'd never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. Oh, nobody else gave me a thrill, honey, with all your faults. I love you still, have to be you, wonderful you, had to be.
and away. 'Cause that's the night that my sweetie and I used to dance cheek to cheek. I don't mind a Sunday night at all, 'cause that's the night friends come to call. And Monday to Friday go fast, and another week is past. But Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week. I sing the song that I sang for the memories I usually seek, until I hear you at the door, until you're in my arms once more. Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week. Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week. I sing the song that I sang for the memories I usually see, until I hear you at that door, until you're in my arms once more. Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week. Until I hear you at the door, until you're in my arms once more. Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week.
There's a saying old says that love is blind. Still we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain lad I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's a big affair I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with regret. I'd like to add his initial to my monogram. Tell me, where is the shepherd for this lost lamb? There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who'll watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good to one who'll watch over me. Although he may not be the man some girls think of as handsome, to my heart he carries the key. you tell him, please, to put on some speed. Follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch. Oh,
I had a little sitting on the porch on a Tuesday morning listening to a little country goodness. Well, wouldn't our nation?
I hate this stuff. We should listen to some pop music. Get with it.
Don't you know how good this music is, you whippersnapper?
I don't care. Let's listen to this.
Andre!
Pop.
Andre!
Pop!
Ain't there any way to halt this bickering?
I don't think so, old-timer.
There is a way to get along. You can get your weekly dose of pop and twang on Tuesday mornings. Just listen to Charlie Sabre's Rock and Pop Soufflé from 6 to 7:30 and Alt.Country right after from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
And there you have it. Before that announcement, you heard Ella Fitzgerald, Someone to Watch Over Me, from the Ella Sings Gershwin and Others album. Frank Sinatra did Saturday Night is the Loneliest Night in the Week from the modestly titled Super Hits collection, and led off the set with Dooley Wilson from the soundtrack of Casablanca, and It Had to Be You, Shine. You're listening to Your Father's Olds on 91.1, music from 1920 to 1950 and a little bit on each end. We're going to go over that latter end now for a 1952 recording by Charlie Parker and many others here. We're going to play the What Is This Thing Called Love, a nice 15, almost 16-minute long track. It has, here, I'm going to read real quick the musicians for you. Starting off with the soloists in order of appearance. Oscar Peterson on the piano, Ben Webster on the tenor sax, Charlie Shavers on trumpet, Johnny Hodges on the alto sax, Barney Kessel on guitar, Benny Carter on the alto sax, Flip Phillips on the tenor sax, Charlie Parker on the alto sax, and then also playing on this, on the drums, J.C. Hurd, and on the bass, Ray Brown. This is from an album called The Norman Granz Jam Session, recorded July 1952, featuring, you know, the attraction was three top alto players of the era. Naturally, that was Charlie Parker and then Benny Carter and Johnny Hodges. We'll play this for you, 15 minutes and 48 seconds of goodness, and after that, we'll come back at you with some other stuff. If there's anything you'd like to hear, as always, 216-368-2208, although we are running out of time for requests because up at 9 a.m., we have the Exploding Plastic Inevitable with Genevieve. Here you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Charlie Parker and Company, What Is This Thing Called Love, from the Norman Granz jam session recorded in 1952. A quick announcement. Visitors to the Cleveland Museum of Art will be able to learn more about the least known of the four major cities of the Roman and early Christian world. Antioch, the lost ancient city, opened on March 25th and runs through June 3rd, 2001. The exhibition has been designed to give visitors a better understanding of the society that existed in ancient Antioch, buried for hundreds of years beneath the modern Turkish city of Antakya. Once the capital of Syria, Antioch was buried and abandoned in the 6th century by an earthquake. The exhibit will reveal the culture of Antioch as compelling as that of Rome, Constantinople, and Alexandria. The exhibit will be open to the public through June 3rd, 2001 at the Cleveland Museum of Art. Okay, we're going to move right along here in your father's Oldsmobile. We have 25 minutes left to Exploding Plastic Inevitable and Genevieve taking over. We've got now some Artie Shaw with his orchestra. Played track 15 from this CD titled, well, The Man I Love, a Gershwin tune. After that, I've got some Chick Webb on deck and some Benny Goodman Trio, or possibly Benny Goodman Quartet. We'll see how ambitious I'm feeling today. If there's something you'd like to hear, better call me quick. 216-368-2208.
sophisticated swing. We can just about do it on $7, doing the newly created sophisticated swing. Thank you.
right, the Benny Goodman Quartet there, Sugar, from the CD Avalon, the Small Bands, Volume 2, 1937 through 1939. Before that, we learned that Bunny Berrigan sounds pretty good, even when you play half a song at 45 RPM instead of 33 RPM. Sorry about that. That was a Sophisticated Swing from the Complete Bunny Berrigan, Volume 2. Before that, some Chick Webb and his orchestra. That was the title track from the CD Spinning the Web. Led off the set with Artie Shaw and his orchestra, The Man I Love, from Blues in the Night. Only 12 minutes left until Exploding Plastic Inevitable. Let's fill some of that time with Glenn Miller, shall we? This is Moon Dreams. We'll follow it up with some Tommy Dorsey.
Quaint little hat down to her boots. was the fondness of scenic room. That's the way the story ends. I nixed out but quick, but I'm sorry to my soul. She's my buddy's chick.
Nat King Cole there from a late 1950s recording. It's on the CD Nightlights, which is new down here at WRUW, and that track was I Just Found Out About Love. Before that, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, But She's My Buddy's Chick from the Remembering Tommy 2 LP set. And before that, I played a portion of Moon Dreams, instrumental by Glenn Miller, and presumably his orchestra, although it did not actually say that on the CD anywhere that I could find. Go figure. That was just from a self-titled. Well, we are now here at the end of Your Father's Oldsmobile. Eric will be back next week, so if you like this kind of music, you should tune in every Wednesday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., because you'll get a lot of it. You can also check out the archive of this show, now in MP3 format, on our webpage at radio.cwru.edu. Coming up after this is Genevieve with the Exploding Plastic Inevitable. That is, if she gets here in time. If not, I guess I'll play her theme music and then do her show, too. I'm cool with that. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for the appreciative calls. This is the Caribbean Clipper.